Good evening to our viewers in the West. Thanks for being with us tonight. We start with the emotional and remarkable moment on the floor of the U.S. Senate late today, where Republicans eked out the votes to advance the debate over a new health care bill. It was right at the climax of that dramatic and deeply partisan moment that Senator John McCain, fresh off the surgery that led to his cancer diagnosis, brought Republicans and Democrats to their feet in a thundering ovation. The widely respected senior statesman returning to Washington to cast his critical vote and then deliver a stunning rebuke of the state of politics in America and what's been lost in the process. And it's where we start with NBC's Peter Alexander.
In the Senate's typically quiet chamber, a hero's welcome for John McCain. On this day, the political maverick enjoying a bipartisan embrace.
But I stand here today looking a little worse for wear, I'm sure.
11 days after brain surgery, the scar still fresh above his eye, the 80-year-old senator delivering a powerful wake-up call to a dysfunctional Congress.
Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the internet. To hell with them. We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
His return, not just poetic, but dramatic. Completing a cross-country trip just in time to give Republicans a critical yes vote to begin debate on overhauling Obamacare.
Mr. McCain, aye.
While pushing colleagues to compromise.
I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that.
McCain, a staple on the Senate floor for a generation, urging lawmakers to stand up to President Trump.
Whether or not we are of the same party, we are not the president's subordinates. We are his equal.
At the White House, a show of deference. The president, who during the campaign infamously mocked McCain, saying he wasn't a war hero, delaying his remarks until the senator was done.
I want to thank Senator John McCain. Very brave man. He made a tough trip to get here and vote.
Still, McCain's move met by resistance. Protesters attacking his vote is an effort to take health care away from millions of Americans, just as he benefits from first-class care. The former Vietnam POW who made a reputation fighting, back today for another battle.
I have every intention of returning here and giving many of you cause to regret all the nice things you said about me.